Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of Galatians chapter 4, we were talking about what happens to a church when it puts an emphasis on activities instead of on the Word of God. Let's continue with that today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But Jesus Christ is the point. That point is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Okay? He's altogether righteous and pure. He is the Son of God. So, again, this is the God that we have. This is the God with whom we have to do. And so that's what we try to do. Now, I think of Galatians chapter 4 when we get there in verses 16 through 18. And it's just right around the corner. And I'll probably say this again. But you see, our churches are involved with activity today more than they are with the word and obedience. It's more about the culture. And so we get activity. And when activity substitutes for holiness, the cause begins to justify the activity. That's Marxism, by the way. The end justifies the means. Activity then becomes the necessary thing to preserve the cause. And dedication to the activity is equated with loyalty and holiness. And that's the natural result. When people turn back to the world, either to the fleshly things of sensuality or to the fleshly things of, I'm better than you, my mind is better than your mind, I'm one of the chosen, you are not. And that person lacks humility and they lack understanding in what is the will of God, and don't realize that very thought does two things. It grieves the Holy Spirit of God, and it prevents revival. If you have been praying for it, just give up on it. It's not going to happen when we're that kind of a person. Now, I know that sounds hard, but again, I even think of Isaiah, they got mad there because they said, don't preach unto us right things, preach unto us smooth things, prophesied deceits. You know, be psychological is basically what that was saying in Isaiah chapter 30. Jeremiah, just think of how many times they were trying to throw him in prison or kill him or something else because he preached the truth. And he even tried to stop, and he said, but in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, he said, the word was in me, you know, it was like a fire, and I couldn't hold it back, and I just had to preach it. Oh, I love that. And boy, what a truth that is. But isn't it interesting? People get gloriously saved from a pagan life. By the way, anytime one gets saved, it's glorious. But they're saved from a pagan life only to be drawn in by these terrible things of whether it's the contemporary or the Calvinist, causing them to depart from the purity and simplicity of sound doctrine and the grace of God. Oh, what a shame that is. So we see the pendulum swing when one is saved from the fleshly, ceremonial, and central religion of idolatry and paganism and they are then brought under the subtle deceit of Judaism, which then takes them from sound doctrine of the gospel and the word to actually another form of feeling. As central religion, they feel it. They feel, I'm one of the elected. Others cannot be saved. They're not elected as I was. They feel you lack spiritual knowledge because you didn't go to a certain college. Boy, they would have, outside of Paul, I mean, Jesus and the other 11, they wouldn't have had any time for them because they didn't have the education. How strange. But isn't it interesting that these same people that go by those things, we are the elect, they're just like the central religion. They feel it because they don't have scripture to tell them, yeah, you're elected, but oh, Joe over here, Joe, don't even try to get saved. Don't even try it because you're not one of the elect. Boy, that would really cause a problem, wouldn't it? And by the way, I've also found that most of these people say, well, you know, do you think that all your children are elect, or do you think some of them are sent to hell? Because, well, some of them act. I think some of them are already elected to go to hell. They don't face that really too well. Now, so they've got to feel it to know they're elected because they don't have a scripture to show them they're elected. Instead of finding the assurance in the scripture, they find it in their feelings, and that is weakness. And my friend, weakness degrades. That's why we called verses 8 through 11, weakness degrades. There are those that teach the perseverance of the saints. Listen, I am not saved, and I'm not going to stay saved because I have persevered. Jesus persevered for me on the cross. He was buried and he rose up from the dead. Now I'm in his hand and no man can pluck me out of that hand. If I try to pluck myself out, he'll just take me on home to heaven. I've seen these people that teach what is called lordship salvation. Whoops, you messed up. You've done something wrong, or if you had been saved, truly saved, you would not have done that. If you was truly saved, you would have persevered. Well, my friend, that's not security. See, I don't have perseverance of the saints. I have the eternal security that comes from Christ. It's not something I hold on to. It's what Christ holds us. I'm in Christ's hands. Security comes when I trust God and take him at his word. That removes doubt. As long as I have doubt, I have weakness, and weakness degrades. So I'm just going to take God at his word and trust him. Look, our Lord, we read of him in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Whoever the Word is, they're God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So the Word, Almighty God, made everything. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word God was made flesh, Jesus Christ, and dwelt among us. So the Lord, our Maker, he has stretched forth the heavens. He laid the foundation of the earth. He is a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty for those who are his. He came to seek and to save that which were lost. Having taken on human flesh, and then in that flesh conquering all that conquered us, paying penalty in full for all men, for all time, not limited because the power of Satan is greater. No, his power is greater than Satan, and he triumphed over Satan and sin and death and hell. He that ascended into heaven is coming again. We say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the God that is greater than all gods, for you alone are Almighty God. Jesus is called the Almighty in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. So what I'm just trying to tell you right now is that you're going to be weak when you depend on feelings, you depend on your mental abilities, instead of becoming the servant of Christ. See, the servant to feelings, the servant to their mind are in bondage. Now, I'm not talking about IQ. You need to learn new things. You need to learn from the Word of God. Study the Word of God every day. I've read the Bible through at least once every year since 1974. Some of those years I did two times, three and four times. So I've done that since 1974, and here it is 2015. I've already finished again this year. I say that not bragging. What I'm just trying to say is that I'm telling you how stupid I am, because every time I go through, I see so much more than I did all those other years before. So over 40 years, I'm reading the thing, and all of a sudden, there's something like it's brand new. I've never seen it before, because the Holy Spirit teaches. And He's right. So I'm a servant, but mine is a love servant of God, as are all who are in Christ should be. But those that turn to the weak and beggarly elements of, I've got to do this in order to stay saved. I've got to do this in order to feel good about myself. I've got to do this to feel good about religion or to feel religious. You're still turning to the weak and beggarly elements. That's what the pagan and heathen does. Give yourself completely to God. Surrender wholly, totally, 100% to the Lord God. Get into His Word. Study His Word and know Him and know Him personally. Perhaps you're listening today and you've been following this now, verses 8 through 11 about weakness degrades. You can look at yourself and you say, you know what? I find more and more I look for a religion that allows me to exercise the flesh more than live in the power of the Spirit. Got a lot of religion, I got a lot of feelings, but really the deep down inner man grows empty. One reason may be because you're seeking the things of the flesh instead of the things of the Spirit of God, because you know all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Today, it might be a time just to ask God to help you to come out of that. Come out of it. Ask God to begin to reveal Himself to you. Ask God to show you Himself. Ask God to show you the knowledge of Himself. Ask God to help you to understand more than you've ever understood before His holiness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.